Our New Testament reading today is from Acts chapter 27. When the 14th night had come, as we were being driven across the Adriatic Sea about midnight, the sailors suspected that they were nearing land. So they took a sounding and found 20 fathoms. A little farther on, they took a sounding again and found 15 fathoms. And fearing that we might run on the rocks, they let down four anchors from the stern and prayed for day to come. And as the sailors were seeking to escape from the ship and had lowered the ship's boat into the sea under pretense of laying out anchors from the bow, Paul said to the centurion and the soldiers, "Unless these men stay in the ship, you cannot be saved." Then the soldiers cut away the ropes of the ship's boat and let it go. As day was about to dawn, Paul urged them all to take some food, saying, "Today is the 14th day that you have continued in suspense and without food, having taken nothing. Therefore I urge you to take some food, for it will give you strength, for not a hair is to perish from the head of any of you." And when he had said these things, he took bread, and giving thanks to God in the presence of all, he broke it and began to eat. Then they all were encouraged and ate some food themselves. We were in all 276 persons in the ship, and when they had eaten enough, they lightened the ship, throwing out the wheat into the sea. Now when it was day, they did not recognize the land, but they noticed a bay with a beach, on which they planned, if possible, to run the ship ashore. So they cast off the anchors and left them in the sea, at the same time loosening the ropes that tied the rudders. Then hoisting the foresail to the wind, they made for the beach. But striking a reef, they ran the vessel aground. The bow struck and remained immovable, and the stern was being broken up by the surf. The soldiers' plan was to kill the prisoners, lest any should swim away and escape. But the centurion, wishing to save Paul, kept them from carrying out their plan. He ordered those who could swim to jump overboard first and make for the land, and the rest on planks or on pieces of the ship. And so it was that all were brought safely to land. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Ralph Taus of the Evangelical Lutheran Church of the Apostles in Melrose Park, Illinois.
Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. 275 people on a ship in panic. That's what we have today as Paul's ship nears the island of Malta as he makes his way to Rome. That's a lot of people in panic mode, but it's easy to understand. Their ship had been tossed about on the waves for 14 days as they sailed west. 14 days on the lookout for help, in constant danger of death. Now it's midnight, and the sailors sensed that land was approaching, and they feared shipwreck. And now everyone feared they would be cast onto a rocky reef. So they let down the anchors and cried out for morning to come. Meanwhile, the crew secretly tried to escape, until Paul noticed their deception. What a tumultuous scene. It's easy to understand why there were 275 crew and passengers in panic mode. But fortunately for them, the Holy Spirit, through Luke, tells us that there were actually 276 on board. 275 in a panic, plus one who was not. That one was the Apostle Paul, who was cool, calm, and collected through it all. The Lord was good to that tossed-about group because the Lord had placed on board his apostle to the Gentiles. His apostle, whom the Lord's angel had just promised in a vision that they would all make it safely. So with confidence in the Lord's word, the apostle calmly encouraged them to eat, and that a hair on their 275 heads would not perish. And soon they were strengthened enough to even toss huge amounts of wheat into the sea and lighten their load. Not a hair of your head will perish. Those are the same words that Paul's Lord and ours, Jesus Christ, said to his disciples as he warned them of a tumultuous time that was just ahead, the time of our Lord's betrayal. He taught them that the people would soon lay their hands on them and persecute them, deliver them to prison, bring them before kings. They would be betrayed by parents and relatives and friends, and then some would even be put to death. That's what Jesus' disciples, even today, can't rule out. Certainly the temptation was for the disciples to panic. But then, Jesus comforts them with the same word Paul spoke, "Not a hair of your head will perish." A guarantee that even if they lost their physical lives, they would suffer no eternal loss, for God preserves his own. And that's a promise to his church today as well. But to preserve you eternally, even though you deserve to perish eternally, to preserve you with such a great and noble promise that not a hair of your head will perish, something painful had to happen to God in the flesh, God with hair, our Lord Jesus Christ. But our cool, calm, unpanicked Savior, knowing this was his Father's will, calmly submitted his hair and his head to a cross to bear God's wrath against sin. Through that hair and onto his head, they placed a crown of thorns, and the blood flowed into that hair and all over his face and down on the dirt as the blood dripped down that saved you from eternal shipwreck. He was the same one who calmly and coolly rose from the dead on the third day to pardon you, renew you with his Spirit, and lead you to live in this scary and evil world by faith in his promises, so that you can bear your crosses with calmness, patience, and gladness, until the ship carrying untold thousands called the church brings you safely home. In the name of Jesus, amen.
We thank Pastor Ralph Towes of the Evangelical Lutheran Church of the Apostles in Melrose Park, Illinois, for today's meditation on God's Word.